this.
Make sure we don't have an op going out. Okay, cool. So things are going pretty well overall. I'm really happy with the things that we've been seeing in the war so far. As we know, the way that defensive wars work is you are losing the defensive war until you win. We are going to continue to shed keep stars. We're going to continue to shed space. But as you have seen from KVN, we have devised effective doctrines, and we are having a hell of a lot more fun on keep star defense than we were when we were on keep star offense against these same nerds. One of the things that I would expect to see is probably, I don't know if it's going to be 10%, right? But I would expect to see a pretty significant reduction, maybe a full 10%, in terms of the hostile numbers on the field on post-KVN keep star fights. As you guys know, our overall strategy is to drag this whole thing into the mud and make them realize that this is going to take them a very long time. Our enemies have essentially underestimated how difficult keep star offense is. And it took me a long time to try to figure this out. I didn't really understand this until just, I think, the explosion of tears after KVN. Sure, you know, a lot of these puppies have never dealt with CCP blowing up a server out from under you. A lot of us vets have dealt with this over and over and over again over the years, so we're kind of used to it. But it was strange yesterday after the KVN win, because the sheer explosion of puppy tears was a little bit more than I had expected, right? Like, the amount of crying that we saw yesterday is probably more puppy tears than I have seen since GigaX got banned, right? And that was a few years ago, right? But like, the last real, like, tantrum level, screaming to the heavens, crying, rending their hair, level of just bullshit and tears, it was kind of surprising to me, right? And I'm happy for it, I'll take it, but it made me wonder. And when I don't understand what's going on in our enemy's head, it makes me worried. So it's like, why is this? Why are they crying so much? And something kind of clicked. So we finally lost the ITAC-C Faction 4 Dazar today. You might not know that we had a Faction 4 Dazar in ITAC-C, but we did, and that is where Horde is staging. PanFam is staging an ITAC-C. It's a system in Fountain. This is a Faction 4 Dazar that has been in their staging system since they moved there. And by all rights, it should have been gone a long ass time ago. And one of the things that was strange to me, once they started grinding on our citadels, and we would send XTDZ over there, just himself, to gun a Fountain Citadel on his own, is that in many cases we would kill them just with a Citadel Gunner, and then they would like back off, and then like these things would keep repairing because they couldn't seem to understand how to attack our citadels. And then after the KVN thing, the amount of tears that came from that, it finally like clicked in my head last night. What's going on here is that these guys are so confident of victory because they have never really attacked keep stars on offense against a block level defense. So in our case, most of the time we've had Keepstar fighting experience. We're the ones on offense and they're the ones on defense, right? And we are just now discovering, and one of the reasons why we're having so much fun with this thing, is holy shit, Keepstars are a force multiplier, right? Like, oh my God, defense on a Keepstar is so much fun, right? I mean, I'm in client in a Praxis and they're accusing our Praxises of destroying the servers and all the shit and whatever. But basically, the force multiplier aspect of a Keepstar is significant. And these guys, their lived experience in past campaigns fighting us has been them sitting on the Keepstars, us attacking them. And so when they planned this whole thing, they planned it around the idea that the Keepstar fights would be kind of like their experience, I guess, but maybe they would win more. They didn't really think it would be so much more different in terms of effort to attack a Keepstar versus defending it. Now, if any of you have been on our past campaigns where we have blown up their Keepstars, and you have also been on one of these Keepstar defense ops, you know it's a completely different world. Like, it's night and day. Like, the tether thing is amazing. The PDS thing is the doomsday. Like, holy shit, fighting on Keepstars is awesome. The interesting thing, and I want you guys to know this because I intend for us to drop more Keepstars and to lose more Keepstars and to have more of these fights, is they cost about 175 billion-esque. So it's about the price of reimbursing two Titans, right? Two fitted Titans, not unfit Titans. So it's about 175 for a Keepstar, and then we get those three timers, and the armor layer is fucking hilarious. Our enemies have convinced themselves that offense is just as difficult. Actually, now they realize that offense is a hell of a lot harder. And they've also convinced themselves that we are broke and that we are going to give up when we start taking losses or something. And I think the reason why the screaming is so intense is because their expectations and their assumptions of how this is going to be are finally getting to be into the reality. As you guys know, in the casino war, when it was clear that CCP was not going to ban the casinos that was funneling trillions of ISK to our enemies, we said, okay, we're going to preserve our assets, we're going to retreat, and we're going to say, fuck you, you're not going to get our supercap fleet while you have infinite ISK. Now, these motherfuckers do not have cheated casino money. So maybe they're expecting us to like pull everything up and go away, and now they're running into the reality. I was watching spy reports showing chat logs of them talking about how they're noticing our numbers are going up on these Cube Star defenses because they're so much fun. And that is a big concern for them. Their numbers are going down, our numbers are going up, and we're not broke, and we're not going to just randomly give up and roll over because they don't have cheated disk. We're going to fucking make these people suffer for every single step that they take. They deserve it. One of the things that's really funny to me is on the shows and all these things, and in diplomatic like conversations of people who are the principals amongst the enemy, they like to talk about how, oh, well, you know, nobody really is doing this to try to get rid of Goonswarm forever. Nobody really thinks that, you know, we're going to eradicate you guys. But if you were fighting on these keeps in the last 2 days in local, you've seen their line members genuinely believe that there is going to be like an eradication of the Imperium and Goonswarm, and that if they win this war, we're just going to quit, and then it'll be like rainbows and sunshine and kumbaya. And the fact that we are fighting, and the fact that it is not easy for them, is really giving them some trouble. So we're going to keep doing that. All right. So we had a big win yesterday. Dave Archer is clearly in touch with the Whelp Gods. Though I've never seen such a direct acceptance of a sacrifice to the Whelp Gods, of a Jackdaw fleet out of position, get smart bombed, and the Whelp Gods smiled upon us, and the server went away. I used to make jokes about the Whelp Gods, but I think over many years of EVE Online, I have come to establish almost like a superstition or a genuine, like, kind of half-pagan belief in the Whelp Gods, and after watching Dave Archer sacrifice his Jackdaws and the Whelp Gods smile upon us, I will fucking take it. So he is blessed by the Whelp Gods, and he is a hero to our people, so thank you, Dave Archer. But for some reason, the puppies were blaming the Praxises, which is, you know, whatever, Praxis of Evil, I'm down. I just think the whole thing yesterday was hilarious. We were probably going to lose that timer. We were probably going to have them like, and again, I want you guys to expect this. Keep stars are there for us to provoke fights like that. We're basically putting 175 billion ISK on the table, and we get to have these fights where we get to have a fucking turkey shoot and use all these cool, wacky doctrines that we'd normally not be able to do. Looking back on our past campaigns against our enemy, it really gets you thinking about the lost opportunities that they had to develop Keepstar-specific defense doctrines, because they didn't do anything other than like blob up their faction titans and then dock them on Keepstar defenses. We're like not even really able to use our capitals when we're doing Keepstar defenses in fucking Fountain, and lo and behold, we're having a grand old time. I think they would have reinforced into armor, and then eventually they might have blow it up. But the point is that they suffer in 10% tie-dye, getting smart bombed and aimed on by cackling goons who are having a grand old time and high-fiving each other, while they're sitting there impotently in local talking about how we're bad people and how we're totally going to quit the game because they don't like us. Actually, this is a little off topic, but one of my favorite things from local yesterday was there is this fucking guy who was basically, and I've seen this argument a couple times, but their line members are basically like, everybody in EVE hates you, and so you should feel bad and quit. And like, if these people fucking hate us, you know, to me, that's just a good start. You can judge a person by the quality of their enemies, and I am proud to have these people as enemies because they fucking suck. All right, so let me get back on topic here. So let's talk about cash fights. As you guys who have been in these fights know, we have a new method of fighting, and that is because of our heroes in G-Ship, who are our procurement organization, which we didn't have 2 weeks ago, and have already made a huge difference, strategically speaking. That means that we have pre-arranged caches of ships in all of these Keepstars that we're fighting on, and you guys, if you've been on these ops, know the score now, and I want you to understand that this is the new normal. So if you have any complaints or any concerns, or if you're like, gee, are we really going to be doing this? Do I need to do this? This is how we are going to roll. is in areas where they try to keep us away from the fight, we're going to tell you, get in a taxi scepter. So I want you guys to have taxi scepters ready to rock in 1DQ1 such that when you see a ping that we're going to go from point A to point B, the bad guys cannot stop us when we're using taxi scepters. You do not need a ship. You just get your fucking taxi scepter, go to where we, our heroes and G-Ship, have created a cache for you, and then we will just give you ships where you can buy them off contract depending upon the circumstances of the cache, right? So we are developing the capacity. We, like the first fight that we had using a cache, it was like just Ferox's and a few other things. Now it's like a fucking toy box of random shit. And what's so hilarious to me about it is the enemy doesn't know what we have in these fucking hangars, right? They have no idea because we haven't told people in advance, hey, come down here, like, you know, we're going to hand you blah, 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 right? So there's a lot of cool aspects of that. That's how we were able to basically get the Rock Doctrine out of a hat. The super train thing was, you know, normally speaking, when you introduce a new doctrine, you have to tell everybody in advance. You have to have doctrine posts. You've got to do this. You got to do that. But using the G-Ship system, we are able to surprise the foe with doctrines that they do not anticipate, and we are able to make sure that our guys have supplies. So we are still working out some kinks in this, but it is a huge, huge, huge aspect of our strategy, and we love it. It's a lot of fun. I can tell you guys are having fun because I was handing out fucking practices yesterday, and those were brought in by these dudes. So yeah, the system fucking works. Get used to it. All right, so what else we got? I want to talk about the G-Ship thing a little bit more, not just telling people to get used to the taxi scepter thing, but we have had a bunch of corporations that have reached out. AmuckDot in particular, AmuckDot and KMW have been helping a lot with the guys in G-Ship. Like these corporations have reached out and said, look, we have a huge stockpile of minerals, we have a huge stockpile of like dictors, we have a huge stockpile of whatever. How can we help the Alliance? And if you are in a scenario where you would normally be like exporting your minerals or something to JITA, and you can't easily do that because, you know, there's a war and also we don't want to fund our enemies, we are building lots of things because we have the money and fuck puppies and we're going to do it. So if you are interested in doing that, please get in touch with them. If you have like a big stockpile and you want to like help the cause, then we have a use for you. And obviously we always need more Ospreys. We can't allow an Osprey gap. And I think point of contact for that is probably Atrum. We are working again, like this is a system that didn't exist like, you know, not 2 weeks ago. So like it's rapidly developing and it's pretty fucking cool. Like the fact that we have the ability to like point at any given system or Fortizar and like have whatever doctrine ships we need there extremely rapidly is huge. Okay, a few other things. I have a note here to discourage general goons from seeding G-Ship cash doctrine stuff in 1DQ1. It just leads to member confusion, bad prices, bad fits, etc. I need to hammer home the idea that the whole process is interceptor to location, get ship, not buy ship in advance. That's absolutely the case. So like in the case of, excellent, some of you got bingo. In the case of like our Ferox doctrine, right? Like when we're using cash fighting ships, they will be fit for Keepstar stuff, which is different than our normal doctrines, right? So that's a really good point. I'm glad that you brought that up. We are a question here in chat is I hope Super Train's got seated for the next fights. I love the Ferox, but I want to try out the train. Yes, we are obviously. It's really funny. There is such a run on railguns in general, both medium and large, in the game right now, because everybody is using rocks or Feroxes or whatever for these grind fests. So we are working on the rocks. Never fear. Plan to the enemy's ravens. Yes, we have the same plan that we did yesterday, which was to shoot the fucking thing for super trains. All righty. I have a lot to go through here, guys. Sorry, it's been a really big week for us, and I'm really happy with things. So I want to give a shout out here. This is a bit of a tangent, but it's an important tangent. So as you guys have seen in local, like they'll, the enemy leaders will say things on like crying in stations or whatever, but from their line, you know, listen to what people tell you. If in local, they're like, you're going to quit the game and goons are going to quit the game because magic and rainbows. And if we blew up some goon keepers, they will just roll over and vanish. And then life will be free because there won't be a goon swarm anymore. You know, these pubbies actually believe it. One of the things that's interesting is that in many cases, they have bought into this kumbaya idea of like a post-war, post-coalition eve, where people who have never cracked a history book or studied psychology or sociology think that a bunch of fucking barbarians attacking an empire is going to make the empire go away. As we know, what actually happens is that when you are outnumbered 3-1 by the worst posters in the history of EVE collectively coming at you, it results in more coordination, in more centralization, in more focus, and usually makes an empire grow. And I'm delighted to give a shout out to French Connection, who are now formally members of the Imperium. At the start of this war, they were accused of being members of the Imperium because some random fucking pubby like coalition map said that French Connection was part of the Imperium or Imperium associates, and they weren't. In many cases, like, they shot us and we shot them. But because of these fucking pubby idiots accusing, you know, thinking that they're going to get rid of the Imperium, they have added another full member to the Imperium, because looking at the sweep of foes, anybody with half a brain doesn't want to be on the same fucking side of Villy and Piggles. Like, you know, who wants to be friends with these fucking people? So welcome, French Connection. We appreciate you joining the Imperium. And also, fuck you to all of the idiot enemies that are listening to this that think that all of you banding together to attack us would result in the Imperium getting smaller or breaking it up. Because when you all attack an empire with a barbarian horde, you fucking inept. Like, just read a fucking book. Look at any example of history. They would know that they are creating their worst nightmare by attacking us in this way, because we are far more of an Imperium now than we were before the start of this war. All right, so what else we got? So we should talk about other things that'll make our enemies unhappy. I want you guys to know, now we had a big win yesterday and it was a lot of fun, and so I'm gonna tell you guys a bit of real talk. We're gonna set some expectations about losses, because there's never been a better time to talk about bad stuff right after a bunch of good stuff has happened. Which is, tomorrow there is going to be a huge hostile super form up. They are going to move all of their supers from FAT to presumably a key star that they're going to drop, maybe in North Aquarius, I'm not really sure where, but they have set up a chain of 11 key stars to try to move their entire super forces from FAT the long way around to come in through North Aquarius. And the reason why they're doing this is that they need 11 key stars and 150,000 pubbies, because they are too afraid to jump into 49 pack. Instead of taking one jump through one gate into 49, where we keep murdering them, they are going to spend tomorrow schlepping the long way around in an op that we hope will become a new Trail of Tears. And we have some plans for that, so please do be around tomorrow. They're going to start moving around 1600, and we would like to, you know, we're creative people. We'll see what we can come up with. But the intention is that you will see thousands of Titans and thousands of super carriers moving this thing, and you will feel fear and you will give up, because they believe that if they simply wave a big super fleet around on a move up, that you will suddenly stop getting a taste for hazing nerds as they try to attack our keep stars. So we're going to do something during that. But I do want to point out to people that we're planning on fighting on these keep stars. We will fight on these keep stars. It's hilarious and a lot of fun. But, you know, things are going to get tougher. Like, defensive wars, they get harder before you win. There's going to be a big blob. They are going to finally bring the fight close to us, which means many things. One, we're going to fuck with them. Two, a lot of you, you know, we haven't really had a chance to, we've used our supers, like we've dropped our supers on a pretty regular basis on legacy fleets when they're like in our space and stuff, but these guys have been like taking so long to get through Fountain, and they're too weak and stupid to jump through 49 that they dropped 11 keep stars and went the long way around after dropping two keep stars in FAT. Originally, they thought they wanted to go through 49, but I guess they just didn't really have the balls. So we are going to lose iHubs. Right? Like, we're going to start, like, things are going to start blowing up. They're going to start waving their Titans around. What I want you guys to do is be ready to use dreads. Be ready to use our supers. Be ready to use our titans. We need to bleed them. We need to reduce their numbers. And we're going to have opportunities that are close to home now that we're finally going to get a crack to go out after some of these fucker super fleets. And so here's the thing. We were concerned about using our supers offensively against them away from Delve, precisely because Test had this really big dread bomb that they moved to Hop Hip. After the resistance nerf, everybody knows that titans and supers are at much greater risk to dread bombs. Well, I know that, and I don't know why he did this, but he's now run his mouth in public about it enough that I can openly talk about it. But like, Vili bought into Boat's troll from Crying in Stations the other day, and Vili has convinced himself that we have no money. We are doing just fine on Alliance finances. And if they want to believe that we're broke, that's great. But what I want you guys to know is that we're going to have opportunities here to start dropping dreads on these titans as these titans try to chew on our keepstars. And we're going to do something really mean, and I want you guys to be down for it. We're going to fight this thing for as long as goons are willing to have ships handed to them and kill puppies with them. And this is the good stuff. So they got a big coalition. I'm not sure whether I'm going to do it by dice roll, because if we pick a particular target, it will actually make it a less effective deterrent. But what I want to do is, when they actually put their heavy assets on the field against us, is I'm going to like make a table of the names of the alliances that are there, and I'm going to roll a die. And then we're going to basically, maybe we'll pick depending on who we think will suffer the most. Maybe it'll be a die roll, but we're going to start primarying by alliance. Now, this is going to be for like the dread bombs and for the super fights. Our FCs are going to start doing this too, where they can, but you know, it's not always going to be a certain thing. We want to win the fights when we're taking subcap fights, and so we can't always primary by alliance. But when it comes to them actually putting their heavy assets on the field, a lot of these motherfuckers we can point to. Like, if we wanted to take out, like, you know, let's say there's a BR5 style fight, or let's say that they have a buffet of pubby supercaps around the field before us, and we get to choose who we drop our dreads on. Maybe we roll the dice and comes up Brave. Maybe we roll the dice and comes up Voltron. Maybe we, not Voltron, that's their little clique. There is no technically Voltron alliance, my bad. You know what I mean. Requiem Eternal. I guess there's an alliance called like Vindictive Dot that I didn't even know existed until some motherfucker opened his mouth in local yesterday. Whatever. Evictus, Horde. Whatever. The point is that we are going to focus the suffering in these fights. We, instead of just distributing the suffering, because all these guys think that they can bring their shit against us and that they will get out scot-free because they're following behind Panfim. They have all these random trash alliances and legacy. And now that the rubber is hitting the road and they're moving all their fleets up and blah, 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 is we are going to, even in a BR5 scenario, we get to choose to destroy at least, like, let's say there was a BR5 and let's say that we were on the losing side. We're more competent than the enemy, but even in a losing scenario, you can essentially ruin the super fleet of many of these medium to small size alliances, because we just have, and we've got more stuff. We can just do that. So even if we're going to lose some of these fights, we can completely take off the table some of these smaller alliances. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We want to sow fear. Fear is our ally in this, because the more miserable the enemy pilots are, the less fun that they have, the less of them will turn up. We are 100% invested in this war because it's our home and our people and our tribe. Well, a lot of these random ass puppies just showed up thinking it was going to be easy. And it is on us to make them show, to make them know that attacking the Imperium is not something that is done lightly, and that they will pay a very high price for every inch that they get. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. I think that the screams that are come from us primarying by alliance will be excellent. And incidentally, for subcap stuff, I'm just going to say this out loud so everybody can get on the same page. I think that now, I want us to start in subcap fights. We're going to primary when we can. It doesn't, again, like, don't yell at the FCs about this, because they're going to shoot who they need to shoot to win the subcap fights. But after the whole Nyarja thing, you know, where Naur Sami sent that broadcast explaining in great detail how terrible it is for brave newbies to have to deal with the extra runs because they're high-sec logistics so much. I don't know if you all saw that. It's pretty fucking funny. If you haven't, I'd like somebody in Elysium to link it. This is all caps ping that got us to go to Nyarja and flip it for the Triggs and cut Empire in half. We're going to start bringing some pain to brave newbies. So if you are in an opportunity to do that, if you want to go do some harassment hacking, I think that brave newbies is currently the weak link in the legacy coalition. At first, we were doing a lot of these things to Test, but Test has actually been getting hazed by like the Russian basically for years, and they're just sort of used to getting shit on by everybody. Brave newbies hasn't really suffered, and they are very, very active in FAT. So if you have a chance to shoot somebody randomly in terms of subcap priority for now, let's focus on Brave. All right, let's see.
Didn't North Sammy get like punished or like
there's something about, I hear something about how he got banned, and I can't tell whether he got banned for EVE or whether he got like told to sit down and shut up by the Brave guys. It's really confusing because they are like a very high drama culture over there. Yeah, Bard Ghost has linked it here. Evangeline Dyson says, you've talked about new exotic and fun Keepstar defense mechanisms. We haven't seen those yet. Do only Keeps and Delve have those? Dude, I don't know if you've been on the fights where we've been using completely new doctrines to defend Keepstars every single fight or not, but maybe you should check that out. We're coming up with basically every single fight, we do something new. Sometimes it's an iteration. We will try a new doctrine out and then we'll go, oh shit, this didn't work. Let's tweak this and tweak that. But our entire Keepstar defense mechanism is something that didn't exist weeks ago. All right. Does the hostile Keepstar and Iridia really impact our logistics, or was it just a brain fart? So here's what they've done. They've dropped like 11 Keepstars to be able to do a move op tomorrow to move their supercap fleet from FAT to bring it the long way around because they don't want to jump in 49 because we'll kill them and they're afraid of us, even though they have 150,000 puppies. They're afraid of us. And they, at the same time, even though they're afraid to jump in 49, they believe that if they bring their supers around and maybe they'll drop a new Keepstar and put it down in Quarius somewhere to attack us or something, that we will break and fold and go home. I am delighted for them to bring their supers into our parlor and start using them on our Keepstars. We will fight them on our Keepstars. We will probably lose some iHubs because they're a lot less defensible than Keepstars, but I also just don't give a shit. I am happy to spend $175 billion to get three long, hilarious fights for us that are miserable for the bad guys for every single Keepstar we have. Let me check my notes. All right, let's see what we got. One thing I really need to do, I think I mentioned this earlier, is the Black Hand is going to be having a thread out. Sorry, I'm like having to go through various bullet points here. The amount of tears that we got from KVN was pretty hilarious, and one of the things I want to bring back is old school chat porn threads. We asked our agents to go through and compile all the chat porn that we could possibly get. And they were essentially spending 2 hours compiling logs from all of the different channels that we had access to in order to collect all of the screams and fear. But we haven't really posted chat porn because, you know, we're on D and we're trying to make sure that everything is going to be okay as far as our spies go. But we are going to have a thread posted today of declassified tiers for you guys to enjoy. And that will be, I don't know if it's going to be a matter of hours, but it will be soon today. And please do join the Black Hand. So look forward to a post-KVN chat porn thread. We now have enough agents seated in these big alliances that we can start declassifying some of these things. All right, let me check this. I want to give some shout outs to various groups that we've had that have been taking on special assignments. Now, many of you who are doing special assignments are have new orders because we're doing a thing. But the corporation gate camps have been a huge benefit. We really like the fact that you guys have been doing that. It's been really helping keep both TCAG and help 49 stay secure. In general, the amount of hackers that have been getting in our space, you guys have seen, have been going down and down every day. However, I want to remind you, we do have a bounty program on hostile hackers. If one of you guys could link that in Elysium again, we are willing to, and we want to pay you ISK to murder hostile hackers when they come into our space. And as the puppies are going to be moving the long way around, we will, I assume, see more hacking activity again. I don't know. All right, let me focus. I think that's about it. The main thing is that you guys need to know, big pile of puppies tomorrow. They're going to wave their flags. They're going to have a big military parade. They're going to show off how many Titans they have. You are supposed to be scared. Boo, scary, boo. Don't break. Don't be afraid. We will continue handing you ships. We will continue to fight the puppies. The way that we win this is we keep doing what we're doing, where we make them pay for every single step until they realize that they are unwilling to pay the price. And now, let us take questions. How bad did Niarja hurt for them? It's going to be hard to see the exact impact of that over the next few days. It mainly is a thing for Brave. I think it'll add pressure to test logistics, but it's kind of hard to tell exactly how much going to fuck them. We do know that it is a huge issue for Brave specifically, and that's one of the reasons why we're going to fuck with them a little bit more. Is it true that some legacy groups have cut SP? It's possible. I haven't actually checked. I don't know. What area should we focus on when hunting in Tosa ships? I would expect Quarius to be a hot zone. I think that the puppies are going to be coming through North Quarius or trying to, so I would expect to push there. How are the Metastorms going to change our defenses? We don't know because they don't exist yet. When it comes to CCB implementing things, usually speaking, we won't like go, oh my God, we're totally going to do this, that, or that, or we need to like plan for it, because usually they end up changing things at the last minute. So with the Metastorms...
They got released a couple days ago, and they're not near us right now. I think the closest one is Pravi, so it might go on a catch. We could get here a long time, but yeah. And there might be one in Cloud Rain too. Either way, they're not near us, so we don't have to play Space Weatherman for a month or two.
Let me check some more here. Do we feel manipulated for having to keep our force covering 49 now that they're destiny? Not really, no. It wasn't a manipulation. They were just pussies. Like, they put down two fucking Keepstars and FAT, and they were geared, you know, they moved all their supers there. Little history rewind here. This war officially started on July 5th, Eve time. And in that time, in what it's been like 7 weeks now or whatever, they moved their supers to FAT and they did nothing with them because they didn't want to take one gate. And now in order to avoid taking one gate, they put down, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 Keepstars, whatever it is. We kept getting reports of a Keepstar chain in low sec and it kept growing and growing. And we knew why they were putting these Keepstars down, because the idea was it was going to be this long schlep, because they want to use them in North Quarius and they're afraid to take one gate. So they put down a bunch of fucking Keepstars just to have a mostly flagged with FRT, though I heard today one of them was in like was in Pan Am Accord. And presumably they're going to drop more. I don't really know. But the whole idea is that they're doing this because they don't want to take that one gate into 49. And the reason why they don't want to do that is because we posted up ready to defend it. And they decided that even though they had 103 alliances and 150,000 fucking puppies, that they did not want to make that one jump. So I don't feel manipulated by us gearing up to defend 49. Like, if you're going to defend Delve, this is like what you have to do. The fact that TCAG became like one of the flashpoint areas, the fact that we still have stuff in Fountain, the fact that we have Quarius at all at this point, you know, when we talk about floodplains and stuff, like, that's legit. We have areas that we think we can defend and areas that we can only do like a fighting withdrawal on. And the fact that some of these areas we still have, and it's like we're 7 weeks into this, is I think a testament to the fact that we're doing pretty good. The only way you can handle 150,000 puppies and 103 alliances blue is to just drive this thing into a ditch and slow it down. We've been doing a pretty good job about that. Do I expect any desertion amongst the hostiles in the short term? Not desertion. I don't expect you're going to see... I don't think you're going to see alliances announcing that they're like leaving the war. What you will see, and what we've already been seeing on these Keepstar fights, the way that you chip away their participation isn't to like get their alliances to announce that they're leaving or something. It's to make it shitty for the line members, right? Like, they expect a fun time, and our job is to fight, and have fun ourselves on all these Keepstars, such that less of them turn up. And you're already seeing that. After KVN, I think you're going to see even less. When they started running through Keepstars in Fountain, they had many more numbers, and we started learning how to defend them using our cash doctrine, and we're doing a much better job all the way around. So our defense numbers are going up, their numbers are going down. You know, it's... you don't have to get like whoever it is that's in charge of Requiem Eternal or whatever to announce they're withdrawing from the war. All you have to do is get like the 20 pilots that they were coming, you know, the 20 pilots from that random ass Legacy Alliance that were turning up to the war to go, wait a second, I don't really want to have like my balls in a grinder getting shat on by goons nonstop for like 5 hours in heavy tie-dye. I'm going to go back to Faithfulness and Rat or whatever, wherever they live. So that's basically how you go through and you grind through their participation. Do we have plans to fuck with the Keepstar chain? That would be a future plans question. And if you didn't have future plans in your bingo, now you do. How alpha friendly is the cash fleet system? It's pretty, I don't know about alpha clone friendly, but I think that, you know, we have like Ospreys and Vigils and shit there too. So there are some newbie friendly ships there. Looking at some of these questions here, I haven't had a chance to like do like the normal times, and like, you know, we had meeting day for like at the normal time too, like the last couple of weeks, and I've had 7 days from like a big like meetings fireside meta show day, and I'm realizing that I were like run long because it's nice to actually be able to like do this and answer questions and talk about campaign expectation. But I probably need to only take a couple more and then set up for the meta show. How would I gauge the general mood of the PAP group now versus 3 weeks ago? That's a very good question. I would say that they are losing their confidence from a leadership perspective. I would say that some of them are grasping at straws. We still have to contradict some of their assumptions. So like one of their biggest assumptions will be tested tomorrow. They're going to form up all these supers. They're going to come through. They might drop a keep star in our space and then bang a bunch of pots and pans, at which point we'll probably tell them, you know where our keepstars are, come hit us on our keepstars, motherfuckers. Please, 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 please put your titans on a grid with our keepstars so we can drop dreads on them and delete by alliance. That is like the dream. But one of their assumptions will be that I will announce that we're out of money and that we're withdrawing everything because they moved a big super fleet. So as they have their assumptions about how easy it is to grind through keepstars, how easy it is to take things from us, how easy it is to scare us away, we're contradicting those assumptions. They are losing morale. They are clearly not making the progress that they thought that they would. They are clearly not having fun. I mean, you guys saw the screams yesterday as well as I did, and they didn't make them hard to see because they howled to the high heavens. And that was not just about a node crash. That was a primal scream of frustration about the fact that they are not having the time that they thought they would, and that we are not rolling over like they were convinced that they would. They keep talking about how we should be splitting up from initiative, and also shout out to the fucking initiative. In case you guys haven't noticed, during these last couple of Keepstar timers, initiative has been defending all of our space while we are fighting the main forces, in addition to bombing the fuck out of the bad guys and doing a very good job of it. But, you know, and it will have like bombers or like special team guys in these Keepstar fights, and their main fleet forces are guarding Quarius, guarding Delve, guarding Imperial bases, and attacking into Legacy space now, because these fucking geniuses thought that if they just kicked initiative out of Fountain, that the initiative would go away, because they've convinced themselves that we are not a fucking group of allies who are in the same trench together. And so now Init is literally free to go on offense and also to help us defend our space. So yeah, big shout outs to Init. Love that. But that's another assumption that these guys are finding tested. And that's another reason why their morale is going down, because they had in their mind an idea that they would just come in here, they would glass one DQ one, Goon Swarm would quit the game. And then after that, Magic Sunshine and Rainbows, there would be a post coalition Eve and everything would be fine. And if they have to drop like 16 keep stars or whatever dumb shit it is in order to do that, then they'll drop 16 keep stars or whatever it is to do that. But at the end of the day, to get to killing us, they have to fight us on our Keepstars at a time and a place of our choosing. And they don't like that. That has not been fun for them so far. And it's only going to get less fun for them because we are getting better at it. Every single time we take one of these fights, our FCs get together and they scheme. And we come up with new tweaks and new things to do. And so, yeah, it doesn't matter. It can be 17 Keepstars. It can be whatever. They can drop as many as they want. They have to fight us in our space on our stuff. And that gives us an opportunity to fuck them. That's what we're going to do. And yeah, Apple Pear, I do think that Boat trolled these guys so hard. Like, Boat has actually convinced them that, like, he took a screenshot of something on CC and, like, posted it on, like, he went on Crying in Stations or something, and, like, they bought into everything he said. It's amazing. Alrighty, let me see if I have some other questions here. I'm supposed to put up my green screen and do the meta show and be all ready to smug inside of like 5 minutes, which is not going to be too hard. When do we think Delta will become dangerous? It is, I'd say it's dangerous right now, but, heh. All right, Brisk is yelling at me. I do need to get ready for the show. So thank you all for coming. Keep the faith, keep fighting, keep praying to the whelp gods, and let's keep on kicking these guys' asses. We're doing great. Let's just keep it up.